I'll begin your meditation by reflecting upon the failings of ordinary life, which is the pursuit of physical and mental pleasure and happiness in reliance upon external objects and situations. No matter what sensory experience we have through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, touch, even we experience pleasure again and again, the very indulgence in pleasurable activities always comes to an end, and through overindulgence can lead to serious physical and mental problems, and how the mind, no matter how much pleasure there is, is never satisfied, always wanting it to be repeated, or searching for better experiences over and over until death finally intervenes. Through our obsession with the outer world and its objects, with the promise of pleasure or the threat of pain, our thoughts are completely preoccupied judging this good, that bad, gossiping amongst each other about these ephemeral, ultimately unsatisfying pleasures of life. But still we try to realize our fantasies, no matter how many times we fall. And in the process of pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain, we create karma that further entraps us in the web of life, death and rebirth. Recognize in your mind mistaken belief in true happiness being sourced from outside. And generate renunciation of all of the false objects of samsara. Combine that thought of renunciation with the recognition that true peace and happiness can be obtained through subduing the confused, uncontrolled mind. So the goal for everlasting peace and happiness is achieved through internal means of meditation and wisdom. Then generate your mind in the aspect of universal responsibility, born from the recognition that we're all the same in our needs, in our desires, but in the confusion of ignorance we have inadvertently hurt ourselves and others that from beginning this time we have all been related to each other in so many ways. So let your mind go beyond self-centeredness and expand to embrace the needs of all sentient beings. Thinking that you have met the precious teachings of the Buddha, and you alone will guide all beings out of suffering by achieving your full potential of Buddhahood. To achieve that goal, you must achieve concentration, which is preceded by perfect mindfulness. So thinking that the happiness of all sentient beings depends upon you not losing the object of concentration, then focus your entire attention on the coming and going of your breath. Do not allow the inner gossip to distract you. Otherwise, if you give in to stray thoughts, you will be giving up your promise to rescue all of your past mothers and fathers from suffering. Stay focused continuously on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your nostrils. now in your mind, hear the sound of your name being spoken by somebody close to you, or being spoken in your own thought, how you might address yourself in your thoughts. Repeat your name over and over again. And as you do so, investigate what it is in your body and mind that your name is referring to. See the reaction of "here I am" or "me" associated with your name. So investigate the process of your name being given and that to which it is given. See how that to which your name applies appears in your mind. When somebody speaks our name, according to the situation, we may react with pleasure or aversion, according to the context. Which means we feel that the name indicates a substantial entity, a person, a me, who owns that name. And that's why our mind gives a disturbing reaction. Investigate how the sense of a substantial, real I seems to exist in the body and mind. Subject which is either praised or criticized, giving rise to an emotional reaction. and you gain some idea of the appearance, the true, real, substantial I, indicated by the name. Then analyze more deeply to try and ascertain where and how that true, real, substantial I exists in the body and mind. Repeating your name over and over. Ask yourself, where are you? What are you? Feel that I am not the same as anybody else. As I am different, then the nature of my body and mind is me. I'm more than a mere imputation. The name that I possess, that name refers to an object. Me, in my own natural way, my own unique existence. If there was nothing uniquely and naturally me in the body and mind, then the name which distinguishes me from all others would be irrelevant. It wouldn't work. It would have no meaning. My name indicates the unique individual that I am. The comfort of thinking like this is like putting on a well-fitting shoe. But unfortunately, there's a stone inside that shoe. To think I must identify and remove that stone. To dedicate the energy of this meditation to all sentient beings, by thinking that through this may I graduate to the supreme view of the Prasangika school, realize emptiness, and achieve my full potential of enlightenment for the benefit of all others. Then you can stop the meditation.